Taong 2007 nang itayo ng isang grupo ng mga volunteers na may kanya-kanyang expertise sa pagkukumpuni ang Repair Cafe Ballarat sa Victoria. Layunin ng grupo na pahalagahan ang kalikasan, kaya isang beses sa isang buwan sila nagbibigay ng serbisyo. Isa sa mga volunteer na tumutulong ay ang inang si Mary Duff at pagkukumpuni at paggawa ng furniture ang kanyang kayang libreng itulong.
We want to reduce landfill, and secondly, we want to empower people to know that it is possible to repair these things, as well as encouraging people to choose items that are repairable, so generally of high quality or good quality.
Nasa higit 30 na repair cafe ang itinayo sa buong estado ng Victoria. At maliban sa pagkukumpuni, may mga pagkakataon ding nagtuturo ang grupo ng mga kasanayan o skills sa mga residente sa komunidad para sila na mismo ang mag-aayos ng kanilang gamit o kaya maging katulong sa pagkukumpuni para sa iba sa repair cafe.
The easiest way to get information to large groups of people is just running a Q&A session. We have some specialists, like for example, this coming Saturday we're going to have a Q&A session with some electrical engineers who can answer various questions about, you know, is it safe to repair electrical items? You know, can e-goods be repaired? You know, what are the things to consider or risks involved in repairing?
Samantala, kahit retirado na sa kani-kanilang regular na trabaho o career, ang mag-asawang sila Karen at Danny Ellis. Ginamit nila ang kanilang kasanayan para makatulong sa iba, lalo na sa pag-aayos o pagkukumpuni ng mga gamit. Dahil gusto nila ang kanilang ginagawa, bumabiyahe ang mag-asawa sa buong estado ng Victoria para bumuo ng repair events.
We're affectionately known as the Tinkering Travelers. And in my case, I repair or mend textiles. That's my skill. And I also troubleshoot sewing machine issues.
Si Danny nag-aayos sa mga sirang kaldero, takori, DVD players, laruan, toasters, rilo o orasan, mga ilaw at marami pang iba.
I just love the thought of having something that's broken and just bringing it back to life. And some of this stuff is very old and it's a lot of sentimental value. And the smile on these people's faces when they see the light come on or the radio turn on or the record player starts working, it's really heartwarming to see all that.
Pero aminado ito. Pahirapan ang pagkukumpuni ngayon dahil mas nagiging komplikado ang mga produkto at hirap ding makabili ng kapalit na parte ng nasirang gamit.
You've either got to buy a whole unit and you only want one little part, but the cost to buy that whole unit is more than the toaster or the kettle or the DVD player or the computer.
Ayon sa Productivity Commission report na inilabas nitong Disyembre, may malaking hadlang sa pag-aayos ng produkto dito sa bansa. Nakasaad din sa ulat na kung magkaisang umaksyon ang mga mamimili at tagagawa ng produkto, hindi lang para maging madali at mas mura ang pag-aayos, mababawasan din ang pinsalang dala nito sa kapaligiran.
Good product design, the reuse of materials that would otherwise end up in landfill, and greater awareness of consumer rights and responsibilities can all play a part in reducing harm to the environment caused by the needless disposal of products that are no longer desired.
Dahil sa ulat na yun, lumabas ang maraming rekomendasyon kabilang na dito na ang federal na pamahalaan na mismo ang maglunsad ng labeling scheme sa loob ng 5 taon. Sa ganitong paraan ay mabigyan ng sapat na impormasyon ang mga mamimili tungkol sa tibay at pagkukumpuni ng mga produkto. Ayon kay John Gertsakis na direktor ng E-Waste Watch, isang not-for-profit organization sa Australia na naglalayong mapanatili na mas tumagal ang buhay ng mga electronics kagaya ng appliances at gadgets. Ang labeling scheme ay magbibigay ng pagkakataon na makapili ng tama ang mga mamimili.
We need to remember that a label is the end point in a process and that, you know, there will need to be standards developed and criteria upon which whatever the product category that's chosen is assessed by. And that needs to go through a structured and formal process to arrive at a particular score. And this is what we're seeing with the repairability index in France, that it's really quite a well-designed system to developing standards, assessing those. It's involved industry in the development of that scheme, and it would need some sort of oversight and review and auditing.
Dagdag nito, gusto ng lahat ng mga mamimili na makuha ang tamang halaga ng nabiling gamit at makakamit lang ito kapag napakinabangan nila sa mas mahabang panahon ang gamit.
The mantra of, you know, buy less, choose well, and make it last is really emerging in many parts of the community, and some manufacturers and retailers are engaging with that in a very positive way, I must say.
Paliwanag ni Leon Wiseman, isang professor ng law sa Griffith University, para makumpuni ang sirang gamit, dapat may access sa repair manuals at diagnostic data. Ngunit ang intellectual property protections at digital lock ay hadlang para ma-access ito.
Everyday devices such as our fridges and washing machines and even our lighting and electronic goods around the home. A lot of these have computer software that's embedded in them, and that's protected by copyright also, but also manufacturers place locks over that copyright work to stop people from accessing it, and that essentially creates a barrier if you try to open the device or open the device especially to repair that device.
Nirekomenda din ng Productivity Commission na baguhin ang Copyright Act para bigyang daan na maparami at ibahagi ang impormasyon sa pagkukumpuni ng gamit sa ilalim ng ilang partikular na sitwasyon. Nakasaad rin na pinapatanggal ang pagbabawal sa mga nagkukumpuni na makuha ang tools para mamaniobra ang digital lock. Bagay na ayon kay Professor Wiseman, isang positibong hakbang para sa ikabubuti ng nakararami.
For example, if you think about motor vehicle repair, a lot of independent repairers just cannot access the diagnostic software that they need from the car manufacturers to repair our vehicles. And so we're finding that we have to take our vehicles back to the original manufacturer.
Ngayong darating na Hulyo 2022, ipapatupad na ang batas kung saan naglalayon pataasin ang competitiveness sa pag-aayos ng sasakyan. Naayon sa Australian Automotive Aftermarket Association, isang dekada din ang kanilang hinintay. Pero ikinabahala pa din ni Stuart Charity, ang CEO ng grupo, ang rekomendasyon ng Productivity Commission na 3 taon lang gagawin ang pagsusuri sa Vehicle Service and Repair Information Sharing Scheme.
We're not convinced that 3 years is enough time to get the scheme fully up and running and operating as intended. So we'd probably recommend a 5-year review period.
Kapag gawing 5 taon ang pagsusuri, magkakaroon ng sapat na panahon ang sektor upang matugunan ang anumang mga isyo sa paglulunsad ng scheme.
This is internationally groundbreaking legislation, and it will take time for both the car companies to fully comply and get their systems in place, but also for independent repairers out there, and there's 28,000 independent repairers that we represent, they need the training and the tools and the skill sets to be able to fully utilize the information that's going to become available under that new scheme.
Ikinalungkot naman ni Karen Ellis dahil ang community repair ay hindi nabanggit sa ulat ng Productivity Commission.
We're doing the hard work at the grassroots level, saving one item at a time from landfill. And it was disappointing, yes, that the Productivity Commission did not make a recommendation to the federal government in relation to funding community repair events like the Scottish Government is about to do following COP26.
Sa ngayon, isinaalang-alang ng federal na pamahalaan ang ulat ng Productivity Commission at inaasahang tutugunan ito sa susunod na taon. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Philippa Carisbrook at Amy Hall, na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.